Hello, this is Diane Alston, entomologist in the Department of Biology and with USU Extension. In celebration of the season of green, so spring, St. Patrick's Day, leprechauns, and four-leaf clovers, today's insect topic is about something green. So grasshoppers, some are green, and they eat lots of green plants. Even though it's still early spring, grasshoppers will be out soon. We've experienced a relatively mild winter in Utah with reasonable moisture. Therefore, grasshopper overwintering eggs, which are laid in pods in the undisturbed soil, will likely have high survival and hatch rates. Young nymphs emerge from eggs in open lands, so rangelands, fields, pastures, and the nymphs start to migrate to attractive green plants when the vegetation dries up. If grasshoppers have been a chronic pest in your area, it's likely that you'll need to treat again for this year for grasshopper problems. So it's best to treat borderlands, areas surrounding these open lands between that space and your garden space. Products that can be used are bran-based baits, such as one called Nolo or Semispore, which contains the Microsporidia nocema locusta, which is a biological insecticide. There's also other types of baits and insecticide sprays. Cultural practices can also be used. You can cover attractive plants with floating row cover, which is a lightweight, breathable plant fabric. Make sure you open up row covers at critical times for plants when they require pollination. It's best if you can recruit neighbors for a community-wide effort to increase the success of grasshopper control. Check out the grasshopper fact sheet on the USU Extension website at utahpests.usu.edu.